Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud, and we in the Yerushalmi, and we are Tes Amabez, and we just started the sugya. The Mishnah said that one shouldn't check their clothing for lice on Shabbos Laor Haner, because you know one might tilt the oil in the ancient lantern, and then might cause it to burn faster, burn slower, and either of those, that's a malacha. So the Gemara says here on Tesma Beis, even during the week, you're not allowed to do that in public because it's disgusting. We're not supposed to do disgusting things, not dera kavod in the Bafar Hesia. So even during the week, that would be a problem. But now we continue. Tzni, right in the middle of Tesma Beis. Hamafalias Kalev. If somebody is delousing their begadim, no tell, but not with, not by the candle. So we're not doing anything wrong. So no tell vizorek, yimlo. You could try to take it off. No tell vizorek, one could remove it from the clothing. We'll have to get into issues of, at some point, not today, muksa and animals being muksa. But here, you're removing it. No tell vizorek, yimlo. Don't roll it in your fingers, because that might kill it. That might kill it. Just remove it and fling it. Abishal omer. And the assumption of the Tanakhama is that killing it would be a daraisa, and therefore we should do something that might not, we shouldn't do something that might cause killing it, right? So that's why we're gzera to like kind of like roll it off, because that might kill it. Abishal omer, mola vizarek. You could roll it, you could try to roll it off, and fling it. Obach lo yarog. Don't actually try to kill it, but you could, roll it and kind of remove its tentacles. From the beged where it is, and it can be a little rough. Uvachalo yarog, right? Because that Dea Abishol seems to say that it's not a da'oraisa. It's not a da'oraisa, and therefore we're not going to be gozer mishum you might. Not going to be gozer. You might do a drabanan, do this act, and we're assuming that it will never result in a da'oraisa. Why would it not be da'oraisa? So the Gemara here, interesting, doesn't mention it. The Gemara in Shabbos mentions it in the Bavli. The Bavli mentions that maybe, one is only chayav for shchita, for killing on Shabbos, for an animal that is para virava, right? An animal that reproduces. But I'm going to say this because this is how many used to understand the Gemara, or maybe still understand, but if it's ain't a para viravin, but this spontaneous generation, right? There's just eggs that are just created by rot, right? So then there would not be a problem with killing. Only if animals are parin v'ravins. That's a huge topic because, as we know today, there's no such thing, right? And the little tiny eggs that form in rotting food or whatever it is, it's not that they just appeared there from the rot, but it's just that they were eggs that were laid by the previous gnats that got in there, and now there are more. So does that change the halacha and say this would be a daraisa also? That's a big shaila. Some poskim would say, yeah, l'chumra. L'chumra, you have to assume it's a daraisa because the whole svara... This gets into, could the Gemara have been wrong? Right? Science, Gemara. So Rav Dessler has a important letter about this topic. Rav Dessler, again, who was, I think, Nifter in the 1950s. Rav Dessler, in the fourth volume of Michtam Elio, he says, no. And again, some other Mefarshim talk about this too. There's a difference between Rishonim and Chazal. And the Chazal have a certain Siyata Deshmaya. And even if they say something that appears maybe to be wrong, it's our job to try to figure out what they mean and maybe to, fit it in. So he gives three examples there in this letter, but one of them is here, Einam Parin V'Ravin. So he says, he interprets it as, no, even if they are Parin V'Ravin, because you could only recognize that reproduction element through a microscope, not through the naked eye, it has the halacha as if it's Einam Parin V'Ravin. And therefore, the halacha wouldn't change. It still wouldn't be a daraisa. Because, you don't have to say that that's how Chazal understood it. He says, Be'ilu v'chayotzi be'ilu olam eina de mishtane. Av shalachora hatam eina muvan lanu. Ela yesh lechos bedin b'shtei adayim bein l'chumra bein l'kula. And this is a kula, to assume it's only a durabanan. And that's what he says. Avo be'inyin hezber mativiyim lo ahezber m'chayev es adin el hefech. Adin m'chayev ahezber. It's very stark. In this way. He talks about Mayim Shalanu, he talks about the Tzipernayim of a cat, and he talks about this case of the Kina. Nita Lomar, Shemikivan Shebeitzas, right, the Mayim Shalanu is the Psachim, right, the water in the morning is a warmer, because the Rashi says there that the sun goes under the earth and it warms the water. Okay. But Shibikivich Beitza Sakina Hiktana Ma'od Ashlo Hayanitan Larosa Klau Bitkufas Matan Torah. You can't see it with the naked eye. Ein halacha mitchasheves ima klau. Vakina nechsheves kimishavim inam chomer. Shigdela bov. And he's already mentioned it's considered that. Right, even if it's not, so he has that status if you can't see it. So that's an important letter by the Reb Dessler. But again, it does not say that in this Gemara. It does not say that whole svara of why it wouldn't be daraisa to kill a kina, and that's in the Bavli, not in the Yerushalmi. But also to note, the Mefarshim also discuss. I translate it as a louse, but there are different types of gnats, louse, different types of little tiny flying things. So we don't even exactly know which one was being referred to by the Gemara. So there's no heterim here that we would say. Well, we just translate it as we know. So again, Machlokas, Tanakama, and Abishol, whether you're allowed to be molel, not just fling it, but you're allowed to like roll it, which might cause it to die. Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya is like the Tanakama. Hahore kina b'shabes kari gamal. If you kill a kina, it's like killing a camel. Meaning, those were the common animals in those days. It's killing is killing, and you can't kill that even daraisa. Shmuel, mekatea yada verigle, v'yav lekume menuke. Not 100% clear what this means. The mefarshim have different shatim. Shmuel removed its hands and legs, meaning maybe he removed the part that would attach. He didn't want to kill it, but he removed his hands and legs, v'yav lekume menuke, and then he put it in front of a bowl, maybe a bowl of water that it might, it'll be grama. He didn't want to actually directly kill it. Rabbi Yossi barbun yav le goats luchisa. He would put it on water, on a bowl, and then it would kind of die itself. And yet, the Mefarshim here don't talk about, but we don't know how much pain they feel. We believe in Tzar Balei Chaim, not allowed to cause any type of torture. So maybe the assumption is that they don't, like the tail of certain types of earthworms. It can be cut off, but there's no pain there that we know of. So maybe that's referring to here. Amar Shemechalafta, Volo Michilazon Shamanu. Opposite ways to understand this question. We'll go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. One second. Don't we learn out the Isser of killing from the Chilazon in the Mishkan? Right? When they had to kill the snail in order to get the dye out for the curtains. And don't Chilazon have organs and bones and sinews? So shouldn't the Malacha only be, shouldn't the malacha of shochet, of killing on Shabbos, only be by animals that have types of sinews and bones, and the kina doesn't? Answer, who says it doesn't? V'lo kein tani, kol davar she'ein lo gidim atzamos einachai yosem yishisha chadashim. If it doesn't have sinews and bones, it doesn't live more than 6 months. And we know that the kina lives more than 6 months from the following. And therefore, it has to be that the kina has, and that's why it's not a violation of that statement. Demar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bun b'shem Rav Zvid, a very cryptic statement that is from the also in the Bavli and Bava Kama. Achas l'shev Hashanah Makadosh Baruch Hu Machalif es Olamo. Every 7 years Hashem flips his world. Machalif es Olamo. What does that mean? What is Shemitah? So it could be a Shemitah in a certain sense. That's not what it means in context. In context, it means that certain types of beings become other types of beings. And one of these beings is going to be the kina. So you see, the kina lives longer than six shisha chadashim because, you know, it could even last 7 years and then it flips every 7 years. The Mefarshim note here that it's not that, you know, you could have a dog that's more than 7 years and it doesn't become a giraffe, right? We're not talking about all animals. The Netziv, the Merami Sada, this is commentary on Shas, he also has some pages on Yerushalmi. So if you look after Yerushalmi, here in the Merami Sada, Yerushalmi Shabbos, he has a couple of pages. So there he says, V'nira delo mikol brios harishonos mishtanim lishnios. It's not that all animals, all of a sudden, after 7 years, they become others. Ela yesh bikochan lehishtanos lishevashanim. There's some type of potential if Hashem decides. And there are some that, and we're going to list off a few here. Right, the Iyun Yaakov also, the classic Iyun Yaakov on Baba Kama Tezayin, that's where this comes up. The Iyun Yaakov there says, Vadai, where's the Lashon? Nire, dekol ze mairi la'achar shemesu. It's after the animal dies, 7 years after the animal dies, then it could become something else, which is totally beyond. We think it like disintegrates and there's nothing there, but that's already something more that we can't fathom it. It isn't alive, but it's bet we can fathom it more than a live animal. because this animal dies and disintegrates, and Hashem takes whatever's left of it and makes it into something else. The kalu v'avdu nishtane gufam l'dmus the Iyun Yaakov in Bava Kama. So what are some examples? Kam kima misavid, right? We have chavra, but other have gersos of arpad. A kam kima, some type of insect, becomes an arpad. Arpad, and the arpad becomes a misavid shade, right? It becomes a demon. Mimita deresha, the louse of the head, misavid akrav, becomes a scorpion. So you see there, it lasts for 7 years. That's the line that was important for us. Udemanya, and the louse of manya, mana is clothing. Shmami, it becomes smami, some translated that as a spider. Tolasa de susya, the worm that's, you know, on horses, maybe the back of horses, they got worms. Misavid uroi. It becomes this other type of uroi. The Pnei Moshe says that's a tzvardeya. Tzvardeya. Because, you know, in the Torah, the tzvardeya, the unculus, is urda anaya. So that's like uroi a little bit. Tutra, and of the ox, right, the worms of the ox, dibri becomes something else. Tzavua azochar nasa nekeva, achbara, then the male becomes a female. Achbara detura misavid chazirbar. Right, the rodent of the mountain becomes a wild pig. Shizarta denuna misavid nadal. The spine of a fish. Shizarta denuna, nuna is a fish. Misavid nadal becomes a centipede. It's also like looking like a spine. Udebar, but the shizra of a bar. Bar means a person. The spine of a person, nasochivi becomes a snake. That line is in Bavli. Also, if you remember. The spine of a person becomes a snake? Really? Emasai, Bizmachina Korea Kokomaso Adashizra. If you didn't bow by Modim, that's the language of the Gemara in the Bavli. If you didn't bow by Modim, if your spine didn't bend down by Modim, then it's gonna become a snake. Become a snake. So that is much discussed. If you look in the Maharal, there in the Chidushi Agados in Baba Kama, where this comes up, he says, Ma Yeshlachaladas, why a snake? And why the spine? So you could say, right, if a person refuses, right, the Pashat Drash, right? If a person refuses to go down by Modim, because they think I don't have to think. I got it covered. They don't lower themselves. So you know what? You're like the snake who didn't want to lower himself, and Hashem lowered you. So there's a connection between the attitude of the snake used to be on high. But the Maharal here says, wow. Yesh l'chol adas. V'zeh ha'adam yesh lo shaychus al hanachash. Man is closest to a snake, right? In the olden days, some people said, maybe man is closest to a gorilla, but here to a snake. V'im lo haya la'adam shaychus al hanachash, lo tischaber hanachash al ha'adam lios mesis oso. If we had no connection, why would the snake be the animal that comes to Chava in the story? V'lo bo hanachash al Chava. And Chazal say there was some type of relationship with them. V'ray lo zeh sheish la'adam shaychus al hanachash, ki ha'adam hu melech ala tachtonim. Before the snake was cursed, it was the king of the chayos. Like man was king of the beings. Only two creatures went standing up straight. Man and snake. Why? Because that was his punishment, right? You're going to go down on earth. Mashmah beforehand, he was up straight. They're comparable to each other. And therefore, when a person doesn't bow by Modim, what does he become? He becomes the next closest being. Vim eid adam shomer ahevdol shalo kamoshi yizbayar azroi ha'adam biyoser el anachash. Ki kasher in koreya b'modim. Ki adam afagav shu b'kom ez akufa. Mekawa lof ha'adam ez Hashem yizbarach. If you bow down, then you're nothing like a snake. The snake didn't bow. And therefore we keep our spine. But if not, then we lose it and we become like it. The snake has a lot of symbolism. It's my least favorite animal. I like to think there's something spiritual there. But, anyway, let's, continue. Says the Gemara, line 5. Tani, Rebbe Chiya. Aval, even though we said that you shouldn't buy a candle. Take the lice out of your clothing. Aval mistakalu masha bekos umasha bekar in a choshish. But you can see if there's anything floating in your cup or in your bowl. You don't have to be worried if there's a little tiny something there. Why? Is to buy mei marshulasha? Maybe because it's only for a moment. It's only temporary. It's very small, right? Getting the lice out of your clothing takes a while. So we're worried you might forget Shabbos. But here, it just takes a minute to look in the cup. Vista by Meimar, Mibdiana Kiyas, Mibdiana Sakana. And others say, no, not just because of that, but because of Sakana. Meaning, it is a chshash that you might be, move the candle, but this overrides, right? Sakana overrides, and the Kiyas is just keeping hygiene, we might say. What's the nafka meaning between those two reasons? You're allowed to look in the cup to make sure there's nothing floating in your cup by the light of the candle. Either because it's only for temporary, or because there's danger there. So what's the nafka meaning? Lakanev chizrin. If you're trimming the outer leaves of the lettuce, lakanev chizrin. Right? We have knivas yerek, we have in the Bavli. Ma damar shulasha aser. If you say the temporary, then this is aser. Why? Because it takes a while. It takes a while to clean lettuce. So if you say the reason that you're allowed to look in the cup is because of it's only for a minute, so leaves would still be aser. But if the reason is bekiyas sakana, this would be mutter because you need to get off the bugs. Fine. Rabbi Yirmiya salak lagabe ravsi, which is short for ravasi. Right, the aleph is missing. Right, Rabbi Yirmiya went to visit ravasi. Mazagle kisa. They poured Rabbi Yirmiya a cup. Shari mistakobe. He starts looking in. So it's looking in to make sure that there's nothing floating in there. Amrale b'nei beise. So the family, the wife of the host, right, of Rav Asi says, Chavi Malavid, what's he doing? She's probably insulted, right? I gave him a cup to drink and look what he's doing. What, he's checking for the bugs? Amrale, he says to her, Dehu na'akir b'shitasi derabo. He's just following his Rebbe. Following his Rebbe. Tatani Rebbe Chia, mistakalu ma'ashebekos, ma'ashebekar v'nechoshesh. Or maybe she was upset with Shabbos. And he was looking by the light of the candle, and he explained to her, it's okay. Right? In a choshesh, you're looking for the cup, or looking in the ka'ara. Period. V'lo yikra la'ar haner. Next line of the Mishnah. Right? You can't read by the light of the candle on Shabbos. Shmuel Amar. Rambam Mada. Shmuel Amar lo shanu ala echad. One person can't read by the light of the candle, because he might forget. Hashnaya, but if it's two people, they'll remind each other. If two people are there, they'll remind each other, and it will be mutter. Masdeza pliga ilave. But the fine Brisa argues on what Shmuel just said. Right? Because, echad aner, who yochalatoso, vechad aner sheini yochalatoso. Right? The Brisa says, it doesn't matter if it's really possible, meaning lo plug. Right? Even a candle that is very high, that's far from you, so it's still aser to read by that candle. Because when Chazal asered La'ar Haner, they asered everything. So that would be against Shmuel, because then you would say even two people would be aser, even though there's no chance. Ula bar Yishmal b'shem Rabbi Elazar, afilu kama, explicitly, right? Even many people can't. Al daiti Rabbi Elazar, afilu gavo kama, even if it's very high up, and you're not going to reach it. Afilu natun b'bayis acher, even if you're in your house, and you're reading by the candle that's in the other guy's house. So there's no, and the light's coming in. So of course, you're not going to, move that candle, but still it's usher. Afilu natun bis pikalia, right? Even if it's behind the glass. What does that sound like? Aspaklaria. Aspaklaria, right? Even if it's behind a type of a glass cover, a glass, pane, even that is would be usher, right? Aspaklaria, we're familiar with the language of Moshe Rabbeinu versus the other Nevi'im. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in the seventh parak the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. The Gemara uses the Lashon, I think, in Yevamos, of Aspaklaria HaMe'ira, Aspaklaria She'ena Me'ira, but that's the same kind of like a glass pane, and that's being referred to here. It's usher even there, where it's not relevant, that it's not shayach, that you would be violate the Aveira. Period. Tani, remember the four differences. Aspaklaya Meira reflects all four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It's clear, and he was awake, and he had his faculties, and he could call the meeting, right? All of those aspaklaria. Tani, Shema Yishav Yata. So why are you not allowed to read or do anything by the light of the candle? Because you might come and be mate and turn the flame. Am Rabbi Yishmael Ani Ekrav Alata. Rabbi Yishmael said, I'm not worried. I'll read. I'll remember. I won't be mata. V'shachach, and he forgot. V'haya, two versions. V'haya karav lahatos. One version is, he was about to. He was about to do the aveira v'amar gedola mei derech hachamim. Great are the words of the rabbis. Sh'amru shema yishav yata. Even me, Right? Even me, I said that I could do it, I'll forget. I didn't forget. I didn't remember. And therefore, that's a big problem. And great are the words of the rabbis. That's one version of what happened. Rabbi Nassan Omer, no. Hita oso mamish. He did it. Right? We don't hide anything. Right? He did it. He was mate. And therefore, he violated Shabbos. The Kasev al Pinkasos. Therefore, he wrote in his notebook, V'yamar, Yishmael Hita Ner B'Shabbos. He wrote down the Aveira. Right? I did this Aveira. Why is he writing it down? L'kshibana habayis yichayev chatas. So I can bring carbon chatas when I bring it. Well, you have to know which Aveira you're bringing carbon chatas for. L'chara, yeah. Right? Let's say I just write in my notebook. I owe 5 carbonas chatas. And Mishay, she is going to come. What did I do? Did I eat chalev by accident? Did I mechal Shabbos? So Mistama, you have to know. You have to know chil Shabbos. But here, it's not only chil Shabbos. He wrote the specific malacha even. You have to know the specific malacha you're bringing the carbon on. Right? That's a big discussion. Beginning of Baba Kama. Right? You have to know which malacha and av. Why is it so important to know the tolda of what? Right? Tosfos discusses, you have to mention hasra has to mention. So I saw one of the quote from the Chazon Ish. No, but here it's different because it's havara. So maybe there's a chance. Havara, we know, is a machlokas tanoim, whether havara is like all the other malachas, or maybe it's the lav yatzos. Maybe havara is only malchus. There's no carbon. So right now we paskin like lachalik yatzos. So but maybe bizman hamikdash we're going to change the psak. Not that Torah is going to change, but maybe they'll be outvoted to paskin the other way. That's why I'm writing down which malache it was. So it's havara, and therefore just to make sure I don't bring any type of chulin ba'azara. The Rishonim in Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis asked the question that maybe some of you are wondering, and that is the Gemara says Kadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, any maybe takala al tzadikim. Here, he was mate, chil Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Tam all over Shas, in 5 different Tosfosim, Rabbeinu Tam says, that only applies to food. Hashem would protect the tzadikim from eating not kosher by accident, by food. Right, that Tosfos and Chulin and Tosfos and Gittin, so food. But the Ritva says, no, you don't have to come on to Rabbeinu Tam. The Ritva there in Shabbos Yud Beis, the Ritva says, no, here, when do you say Hashem it protects? When it's a total shogeg ones, like you ate something, you think it's kosher, it's not kosher. Here, he did something wrong. Here, he read next to the candle. That was wrong. You don't get protection if you do something wrong. And therefore, says the Ritva, you don't have to come on to Rabbeinu Tam. Pirizal, ubas takal al yado, mipnei shu kemezid, sheba lavar al chaveiro. Halav achi, pamtan shal sadikim, mina kosher brachom evi takal al yadam. Vein tzarach lepirusha shal Rabbeinu Tamzal. Right, that's the Ritva here in Shabbos. Vayter. Taman Taninan. We learned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al Taman Vaz Vachad Yomoscha. Once we're talking about, like, he believed, Rabbi Shaul says, I'm not going to do anything wrong. Yeah. So that's similar to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al Taman Vaz Vachad Yomoscha. Don't believe in yourself until the day you die. Maisa Vachasad Echashe Yoshe Vishone. Al Taman Vaz Vachad Yom Ziknuscha. There was a certain chassid that learned the Mishnah. Not Ad Yomoscha. I'm 95 years old. I have no more Yetzahara. I don't think you have to say until the day you die. You can say until the day you come old, because I'm not doing anything wrong anymore. I'm too old to get into those, you know, iffy situations. Kigonani, right, that's why he learned, Al Tamar Ad Yom Zeknuscha. Asas Chadarucha, there was a certain spirit that came along, Vinasisei, and tested him, and dressed up like a beautiful woman, Vishari Tahi, and Bey. And after, it's not clear what happened, right? That's what it sounds like, right? Nisite, look at the carbon Eda, Lahaska Latova, and she starts, you know, propositioning him. Vishari Toibe, carbon Eda Klomar, Hischil is Chare Lachzorbo Mechataso. Sounds like he did something wrong. And now he's all Charata, he regrets it. Toibe, Amrale, the Ruach, this, I don't know, spirit says to him, Lo Tatsuk, don't be so bitsa. Don't be so depressed. Don't worry. I'm a fake. Ruach ana. I'm just a spirit. Azil, go vishtavi lachavrech. Make yourself equal to your friends. Meaning, don't think of yourself as different. Al tam ba'atzcha ad yom oscha. Ad yom oscha. Don't take yourself higher. But I just had to prove that to you. This spirit, helped out. And that's what he says. I was like, al tam ba'atzcha ad yom oscha. So I looked around at some of the mafarshim on Pirkei Avos, I saw the Rabbeinu Yonah discusses Atama Aspacha Yomoscha, both in terms of Taiva, in terms of Chasidus. There's never a time where we could put down our guard, and also in terms of Chachma, in terms of philosophy. Now I believe I'm 85 years old, so I could I'm fine in terms of the right beliefs. Don't start talking to somebody who has heretical beliefs if they might be mashpi on you. But then I opened up the Anafei Tzavos, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, on the Mishnah. Al Tamin Ba'azmcha Ad Yamoscha. And he always has like 5 pages in every Mishnah, including many stories. What's the first thing he says? Yerushalmi Perakama de Shabbos. That's it. Maisa b'chasid echad, ad yom ziknuscha. He quotes Arush, the first source that he quotes. Amazing. And then he has, I've never seen this in this whole Sefer. Look around. I don't think there's a footnote in the whole Sefer. Maybe there's like 5. But here he has a 3-page footnote of, based on the Tshuva Maharam Lublin and others. If a woman is niveles to a demon, is she asura labayla? If she's asura labayla, right? A woman who is beratzon is mizana, then she's asura labayla. Niveles l'shade o l'ruach, harihu ka'anusa umuteres labayla. And he goes through this whole discussion, and he says, it sounds like from the Karban Eda, what did the shade say? Go back, you're fine. What is that saying? You're fine. You didn't really do anything wrong, right? You didn't do anything wrong. I'm just a spirit. So the poskim prove from this Gemara and this Karban Eda that a woman would be muteres labayla. And he quotes some wild stories in the Tshuvas Machane Chayim, that's 200 years ago, but a woman also was possessed. But in any case, that's the interesting on that Mishnah. We continue. Hatinokos, Be'emes, Hachazin Roa, Hechan, Hatinokos, Korin. The Mishnah said that Be'emes, what does Be'emes mean? Amar Belazar, Kamakam, Joshaninu, Be'emes, Alach Moshe Misinai. Be'emes always means halacha Moshe Misinai. Fine. But then it says, what's the halacha? That the chazin, meaning the Rebbe or the Gabbai, could like peek along, because he's not really reading. So he could do that by the light of the candle, and the students can. Why could he? What is he doing? Mamasakein, Rashi Prakim Sukim. He could look at the beginning of the Aliyas. They're practicing the Parsha, the beginning. The Karban Eda here says, because what's the Gabbai going to have to do? He's going to have to feed the Balkori a little bit. So he's got to know where the Parsha, the Aliyah starts from. So that's why he's preparing. He's preparing to know how to help out the Balkore. So he could do that because he's not really looking. He's not really reading. It's just here and there. Tani Reb Shem Gamliel Omer, Hatinokos Maskin Lam Rashi Psukin La'araner. The children are allowed to read as much as they want. It's just the Rebbe or the Gabbai is not. Micah Din, why? Elon Boy Diitfe Butzina. The children would be very happy if the candle goes out. Very happy, right? They go home. The Elaine, lo boy, di yitzei butzina. But the Rebbe doesn't want it to go out. Right? Amazing. Things haven't changed in 2,000 years. Right? But they had school on Shabbos. They had school on Shabbos. Right? They only had school. They didn't have school Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. That's it. Tisha B'Av, a couple of different chazals, different schools. But the Tinoko Shabbos Rabban. But a couple of days here and there. Right, a couple of days here and there. Kayotzeba, Vaiter. Loyocha, Azava, Mazava. So the Mishnah said at the end, similarly, Gzeres, Azav and Azava, right, two people who have this emission that goes out of them, should not eat together because of Hergal Avera. Tzni, Rav Shimon, Elazar, Omer. Rod, Hechan, Pirtza, Tahora. See how widespread, Pirtza here is a good thing. See how widespread Tahara was. But before we continue the sentence, we'll just prove to you what Pirtza means. Sheneemar ki ma'at asher haya lecha lefana vayifretz larov in Parshas Vayetze, right? Yaakov Avinu says to Lavan, look what happened. When I came, you had very few sheep, and now you have tons. Nifrats, right? It spread out. Or a different pasuk, ubeis avoseihem partzu larov, describing Sefer Shimon in Divrei Hayamim. But where is the Pirtza Tahora? Shlo gazru lomar shlo yochal tari matame. The Mishnah does not say that a tar shouldn't eat with the tame, because that nobody did. If you have a tar and a tameh, they never ate together anyway because people were nervous. The only thing that the Mishnah has to say is, Ela amr lo yochal azav imazava. If they're both tameh, so then they're not worried about tumah v'taharas. They might eat together, but you don't want them to eat together because then he might be with the zava and you're not allowed to be with the zava. Azava is like a nida. Good. Says the Gemara, hazav im mitzaras mutter. Mashma that a zav is allowed to sit with a mitzaras, a woman who has saras. Why? Says the Gemara, v'yashav, an unknown halacha, not to, you know it if you know Hilchos Saras, but this is, v'yashav michutz l'ahalo. What did it say? He shall sit outside of his tent. And Chazal know, what's his tent? His wife. In Beis Ola Ishto. So he sits out of his tent. That means, when a man has Saras, he's not allowed to be with his wife. When a woman has Saras, she's allowed to be with her husband. That's the din. That's the din d'araisa. V'yashav michutz l'ahalo, v'lo michutz l'ahala, but not outside of her tent. And therefore, a Zav is allowed to sit with a Mitzora'as because there's no Isser Bia with a Mitzora'as. And therefore, it would be allowed. But Mitzora im Zava, Usser, right? Because a Mitzora can't be with his wife, besides the fact that it's Zava. Mitzora im Mitzora'as, Usser. And if Mitzora'as is Usser, because again, the Mitzora is Usser. Tani, Beishamai Yomrim lo Yochal Zav, Parush im Zav Ama Aretz. Beishamai says, even if they're both Zavim and they're both Tamei, a man who has a Tamar Chacham shouldn't sit within Am Haaretz. Ubeisil Matir, Beisil says no. Why? They're both Tamei. Umayte man de Beisil El, Zezav is Zezav. Two Zavs sitting together, what's the problem? They're both Tamei. Umayte man de Beishamai, Shehu Misragat Limo Bimei Tumaso. You're going to become so friendly with this Am Haaretz, so you're going to come sit with him even when you are Tahar and he is Tamei. Fu Misragat Limo Bimei Taraso. And that's the problem. Rabbi Chiya Ruba, Mefake LeRav, Rabbi Chiya told Rav, In At Yachol Mechol Kol Shasa Chulin Betara Achol. He told Rav, you know what, if you could, right, and some of the Tanam used to do this, if you could eat all of your Chulin Betara, even though there's no technical Avera to be Metame food, but if you could eat your Chulin on the standard of Tara, Achol, do that. V'imlav, and if not, at least eat it Betara, Te Achol Shiva Yom Min Shasa. At least during the 7 days of the year. At least during the 7 days of the year, eat a patara. What 7 days are we talking about? Rov Mefarshim, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Not talking about Rosh Hashanah, because you eat patara anyway on Rosh Hashanah, and not Yom Kippur, because you're fasting on Yom Kippur. But the other 7 days, and this, Yerushalmi, is the source for the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that in Tafresh Gimel, that there's a minhagah to eat Pas Yisrael in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It comes from the Yerushalmi. Which Yerushalmi? Right here. This Yerushalmi right here, that's where it comes from. The Meshech Chachma, the Meshech Chachma in Emar has a totally different shot. He says, who says it's almost 7 days? He says it's the seven holidays. The seven holidays. 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkot, it's four. Rosh Hashanah is five. And then 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which they used to do. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, this is even in Eretz Yisrael. So he goes through, he can look at the Meshech Chachma at the end of Emar. So even though Midaraisa, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is 1 day, but going back, way back, right, everybody does 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, way back, and therefore, that's the seven. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Sukkot, 2 days Pesach, and Shavuos. Right, so those are the seven, and that's what the Meshech Chachma says is being referred to here. Mikanai Rav Pinchas ben Yaromer, from this fact that there is, you have to be careful where you sit, because you don't want to come to any Averis. Rav Pinchas ben Yaromer said the following, This Brisa is famous because the Mesillas Yesharim is based on this. But it's also Avodah Zarah in the Bavli Daf Chaf. There are differences between the orders. We're just going to read it because then tomorrow's Daf goes through each one of these, what the source is, which you don't have all of that in the Bavli. So let's read it first. Zrizus Mevili De Nikias, right? There's no Zahirus. In the Mesillas Yesharim starts off with Zahirus. But Zrizus, acting with alacrity and diligence, brings to Nikias cleanliness. Nikias Mevili De Tara. Tara Mevili De Kedusha. Kedusha Mevili De Anova. Anava, purity, humility. Lidei yirascheit, yirascheit, lidei ruach hakodesh, ruach hakodesh, lidei chasidus, chachidus, lidei tchias amesim. You'll be able to do tchias amesim, lidei elio zacholatov. You'll be able to announce that elio anavi is coming. All these different amazing levels of spirituality, which we'll have to stop here by the Shem and continue next time with the Brisa of Rav Pinchas ben Yair.